2 months after the leak of 10,000 gallons of a chemical used in coal processing, known as MCHM, into the public water supply that 300,000 West Virginians depend on, almost no one in the affected area is drinking the water. That despite reassurances from the West Virginia American Water Company 4 days after the January 9th spill that the system had been flushed and the water was safe to use. The leak came from a holding tank owned by Freedom Industries, whose tank farm was located on the edge of the Elk River that flows into the larger Kanawha River that moves through Charleston, West Virginia's capital and largest city. Saturday, March 8th, was the last day of the state legislative session, and supporters of a bill to improve safety of the water supply gathered in the Capitol Rotunda for a rally. One of the speakers there was Maya Nye, a spokesperson for people concerned about chemical safety, who's also active with the group West Virginia Free. She focused her comments on concerns with water contamination specific to women. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Nye after the rally. Here she explained some of the history of the lax laws and regulations of West Virginia's chemical industry, one of the state's biggest, and the special concerns of women related to toxic pollution.
So West Virginia Free is doing holding listening sessions for women in water to hear women's concerns around how they've been dealing in the water crisis. I mean, particularly, I think you're probably aware that after the water ban was lifted, pregnant women were then told that they should not be drinking the water, and the water has still not been determined safe. Actually, for anyone, the water has not been determined safe yet by our Bureau for Public Health. So pregnant women technically still necessarily shouldn't be drinking the water until it's determined safe. So we are holding listening sessions to hear how women have been dealing through the crisis, and we're talking about it in all of our public forums.
I read something that the CDC did actually use the word safe recently, that it was safe to drink the water.
The CDC did say that, but the Bureau for Public Health, who has primacy over safe drinking water, the Bureau for Public Health is the one that actually has to use the word safe in order for it to be determined as safe, and it has not yet been stated as such.
So what are you finding? What are these women's concerns?
Well, I mean, people don't want to bathe their children in it. Women who are pregnant don't want to come in contact with the water. I mean, the amount of time that it actually takes to attempt to, you know, boil water on a pot to take a shower, you know, to bathe yourself in, it's a very time-consuming process. It completely interrupts daily lives. And I know most people aren't drinking the water. Some people have gone back to bathing in it and laundering with it, but nobody is drinking the water.
Mental health must just be devastated. Has that come up at all? I mean, aside, you know, from any physical things that might go wrong.
This is a trauma that's happened to our community, and it really has been a traumatic event. It's changed people's perception of what they consider safe on a basic human level. So, yeah, it's definitely impacted people's mental health. And their ability to cope in this situation has been, you know, it's been a very difficult situation. So, yes.
I talked to one woman. She's a single woman with a very successful career and I guess enough money. She's actually renting an apartment in a safe zone, she said. And she just burst out crying twice talking to me, and she doesn't have any kids to worry about, and you know, and she's not poor, so she can afford to buy the water. And I only can relate to it because we were passing out water the first day I was here, and I had one bottle of clean water in the car, and we were gone for several, you know, like 6 hours. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't ask any of these people if I can fill up my water from their tap.
Yeah. They still have bottled water at the Capitol for all the legislators, so I think that kind of goes to tell you something. They've actually, one of the big issues is that they've just reintroduced tap water in the school systems, which many parents are very unhappy with because, you know, most people are protecting their children in their own way, in their own homes, but once they're released into the school system, they don't have the ability to do that. So that's been a real uproar here in the last week.
One of the women I talked to was older. I don't know if she had her own grandchildren in the system or what, but she was outraged by that.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I would give my kids bottled water and tell them don't touch anything else. And I imagine a lot of parents have probably just given their kids bottled water.
Right, and packing their lunches, because otherwise the school lunches are being made with tap water at this point. So, yeah. This chemical is one of 62,000 chemicals that was grandfathered in under the Toxic Substance Control Act as not having to have proper toxicological testing so that we know actually how it impacts our health. So as a woman of childbearing age, I'm extremely concerned about that because I don't know what coming in contact with this chemical will do to my potentially unborn children. And no studies at this moment in time have been done to actually determine that in any way, shape, or form. So it's really, it's scary. And so we're really hoping that these toxicological tests will be done. Everyone just wants to know, how is exposure to this chemical impacting our health? So the tests really need to be done. At this point, the CDC, the governor has asked the CDC to perform those tests. I'm not even sure if we know who to trust anymore, if we trust the CDC to provide us with the proper information, because they had given us information that was poorly informed to tell us at what level we should be drinking the water. So I would say an ill-informed decision that they made based on tests done on lab rats by the company Eastman, I think it was Eastman Manufacturing, who produces the chemical. So, you know, I don't necessarily think that that's the proper test.
Well, one thing I don't understand is, why is it taking so long to get these tests done that would show whether or not it's safe? And like this woman here was a nurse and a scientist was saying, you know, maybe we'll find out that it actually is safe, that it's really not that toxic.
Mm-hmm. I think funding, and also I think the fact that, again, because it's one of the chemicals that was grandfathered in under the Toxic Substance Control Act, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of political will to have it tested at this point in time.
That was Maya Nye with the West Virginia group, People Concerned About Chemical Safety. Find more information on West Virginia's toxic chemical spill and the movement to strengthen regulations there and across the nation on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.